A good night of Shabbos. Parshas Tetzaveh. In a usual year, it's the week of Purim. It's an opportunity to get to speak about Parshas Tetzaveh. Most years, almost every year, we take the opportunity to discuss Purim. And Parshas Tetzaveh gets a little bit pushed to the side. This year, Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity to discuss Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Tetzaveh is very famous. Some people would say infamous. It's the only parasha in the Torah since Moshe Rabbeinu was born that does not have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. And that's very famous. And there's many Ramazim for that. And the question was why, and the Rishonim tell us, because Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not going to save the Yidden after Yidden Lechayte, by the Chayte Egel next week, he said, Mecheni no misifrecha, delete me from your Torah. So the Shachal Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Atat Tetzaveh, I want you to command the Jewish people, the power of the mouth, that something that you said has such an impact. Even though you meant it only on a condition, but since you uttered it out of your mouth, it already is careful. So we see that this week's parasha, there's a big focus on being careful what comes out of your mouth. I want to share with you somewhere in this week's parasha that you find how important this is. One of the garments that the Kohen Gadol wore was the me'il, the overcoat, that blue overcoat. And if you remember, the bottom of it had what we call in the Pasuk a pomegranate, a little red ball, and then a pomoin, a bell. Little red ball, bell. Little red ball, bell. 1, 1, 1. What's absolutely fascinating is how the Torah writes this. When you tell someone that there's one pomegranate, one bell, you're right, 1, 1. The Torah in this week's parasha, and it says the exact same thing in Parshas Vayakel, says the following. We will stick a bell in between two pomegranates. Very strange, because you could have easily, just as easily have written what? I will stick a pomegranate between two bells. Yet the Torah here in this week's parasha, when you're doing laning, please pay attention. Says that you should put a pomoin between the two remoinim. And everyone knows Chazal tell us the pomoin represents speech, the tongue of the bell, and that one right next to it represents the silence, the pomegranate, the red little ball. Why would the Torah ask the Alshech write it, so to speak, inaccurately? It seems to imply it's one bell for every two pomegranates. It's not what it was. It was 1, 1, 1. And he said the Torah is giving us a life instruction here. Your mouth should always be protected by double as quiet. So to speak, every bell, the goal of why the Torah did this is that every bell should have two pomegranates on the two sides of it. Even though the pomegranates, the have two bells as well, but that's not, he said, the key. The point of the Torah is to teach you this lesson. There should be double as amount of silence as there is speech. As the Sfarim tell us, you have two eyes and one mouth. Only half of what you see should be repeated. The good things you see, don't say over the things you see that are not good. So the lesson of the Kohen Gadol, when he walks in with this me'il, tells us the Gemara in Erechin, is to atone for Klal Yisrael's sinning of speech. So the Kohen walks in with the bells and the pomegranates around it, and it makes noise as it comes through. Tells us the Gemara that the point of the Kohen Gadol is when he walks and makes noise, it's going to atone for the Jews and the Yidden that say things that make noise. If you asked me, I would have said something quiet should atone and be mechaper for something that's quiet. Why something that's noisy? This question is asked. And the answer is, we're not anti-talking. A person needs to use speech. It's a mistake that will say, let it be quiet. People's lives depend on the chizuk they get from others. Positive speech is super important. Therefore, don't say we should have quiet a tone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's the negative speech. I want speech. I want you to give chizuk to people. I want you to say positive things to people. The issue I have is negative speech. Says the Torah, we have one bell between two reminim. And as the Kohen Gadol walks and makes noise, the key is to remember, yes, we need you to use your mouth, but remember how dangerous. The lessons taught us again in this week's parasha. The stone of Binyamin on the Choshen is called Yashvei. Again, the rabbis tell us, Yashvei is Yesh Peh. It's telling you he has a mouth. And it's coming. The reason why he got that stone is because he knew about the selling of Yosef. And he kept it a secret. And we give him credit for being quiet. Yet when we want to honor him for being quiet, we don't say, Ein Peh, he had no mouth. We say, no, he had a mouth. But he used it only for the good things and not for the bad things. So again, the same lesson in the garments of the Kohen. The Me'il, yes, there's not no speech. There's one bell and two pomegranates. It should be more, make sure you're not speaking too much. Yeshpeh, but Yaman had a mouth. We want you to use your mouth. Positive speech is as important as life. There are people who are broken and someone gives them a good word, that could totally blow life into them. So the key is to speak. Have friends, but it's who you speak to. I want to share with you, finish with a story. And I want you, as I say the story, to think about something. We all have certain groups of friends that automatically when we sit with, Lashon Hara forms. Then there's the other groups of friends where there's absolutely no discussion about people ever. Think about it, you'll see. There are certain people who talk Lashon Hara, you naturally go into that mode. Remember how important it is who you're talking to. The story is told before the Iron Curtain fell. So you remember Jews used to clandestinely get into Russia and used to teach Gemara to a few people and they would teach Gemara further. These Gemara Shirim that were held with the risk of life were very limited to a few people. There was one particular shir where a rabbi from America snuck in and he was giving a shir to a group of people. And there was a couple of young people. There was one old man who was there, and he didn't really know what was going on. But he's adamant that he's coming to the shir. And the young people got frustrated. There could be someone young who's going to teach future generations there who will get more of the shir. This old man wasn't getting it. And they turned to him and said, could you please not come to the shir? You're using up a spot. You don't know the Gemara that well anyway. And he says, no, I'm not going anywhere. They say, why? He says, I'll tell you. He picks up his sleeve and he shows them huge gashes, swells across his body, bruised all over. He says, you know what these are? And they say, no. They said during the revolution, when there was some period in time where there was a civil war, I think in Russia, so let's call them the red and the white soldiers. He said, he's one morning, he was sitting in a cafe, minding his own business, and all of a sudden a group of red soldiers barged in and started beating these white soldiers, and they started beating him. And he says, I screamed at them. I said, stop, stop, stop. I said, why? He says, I have nothing to do with these people. I'm just here drinking a coffee. They said, listen up. If you sit next to them, you're part of them. And they continued to beat me. He said, my whole life I learned the lesson. You are the people you sit next to. You're asking me to leave the shir because I don't get it? Maybe I don't get the shir, but I remember one thing from these swells in my body. I am who I sit next to, and I want to sit next to the people learning Gemara. What is the lesson for us? Any person who's makban lashon hara, who's careful, and understands how detrimental it is to their relationships, is because they have friends that don't speak lashon hara. They have a group of people who have made that commitment. If you have a group of friends that speak lashon hara, there is no way you are not speaking lashon hara. It's just not possible. It's just not the way it works. You need to remember this lesson that this old man unfortunately learned the hard way. You are who you sit with. You are the chat groups you're on. If you're on a chat group that Lashon Hara is being spoken, you are a Baal Lashon Hara. You can't say, well, I'm not. I'm just on their chat group. It doesn't work that way. You are who you sit next to. Make sure you're not in any of those. Make sure you don't sit with those people. Today, somehow, people think that when you type, it's not Lashon Hara because you're not saying anything. It is 1,000 times more detrimental. It goes 1,000 times quicker and to 1,000 times more people. The lesson, please, from Parshas Tetzaveh, many times over in the Parsha, is the key, is the palma, remember, the tongue between the two remaining of silence. Most importantly, yesh peh, yes, speak positively, use your mouth. As the Torah tells us, Binyamin, when it was something else that he wasn't supposed to say, Binyamin had a peh, he used his mouth, but only when he was allowed to. Remember, 2 eyes and 1 mouth. Only half of what you see needs to be told. We can internalize that lesson. We will bring ourselves to a much happier place in life. People who don't speak Lashon Hara have real friends because their friends trust them because they never see them speak Lashon Hara. People of Lashon Hara have real Shalom bias. They have real friends. They get along with people. They live a much healthier and happier life. Think about it. Let's be inspired. That the Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Ketores, says the Gemara there in Erech, and it's because Kapara for the Cheder Lashon Hara. So important is it on Yom Kippur that the Ketores, when we go into the Beis HaMikdash, not to speak Lashon Hara. That's how serious this is. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem, we will see you next week.